Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. TourStaffordVA.com. Great show this morning. This is going to be a lot of fun. Arsenal Events is our focus, and we're going to be talking about running and just races in the area. Kristen Loescher and Kathy Weese here from Arsenal Events. Good morning to both of you. Thank you for getting up and coming in.
Good morning.
Glad to be here. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of energy and just a lot of good information because, Kristen, racing and before the pandemic, this area, we've done shows and talked about how there are so many options for races in this area and what a great place it is.
Yes.
And then the pandemic came.
Oh, the pandemic. Yes. So Kathy and I, pre-pandemic, had so many like exciting plans ready. And, you know, we were supposed to take over race timing in April 2020. The pandemic hit. And we learned a lot about virtual racing really quickly.
Really fast. Really, in a short amount of time. Yep.
Yeah.
We were on to virtual races.
I had never heard of virtual races, and but it was a way to be able to continue. That was the great thing about it.
Right. It was a way to continue to stay motivated to run, but also a way to support a lot of nonprofits where, you know, that was how they were doing a lot of their fundraising. So it was fun to be able to partner with them and just navigate the COVID world. And yeah, it was a wild time.
Someday, Kristen, when you write your book, you're going to talk
that's
about
right.
how, because
that's right.
I remember we did a show where we talked about how you were taking over with Race Timing Unlimited and Vic Culp. And so it was all going to be seamless and everything was going to happen. And what?
Oh, and the rug got ripped out from underneath
me.
Yep. It was wild. I mean, talk about like tests and perseverance and lessons learned along the way. I mean, definitely things did not go according to plan. And I mean, I can't believe just the number of times we had to pivot. You know, you'd create race plans on race day and then regulations would change. And we'd be like, just kidding. We're going to do this instead.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you constantly had to be on your toes and ready to adapt at any point. And Kathy experienced the same thing in 2020. We were just pivoting nonstop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just trying to help out, stay connected with the runners and the community and, yeah, change of plans all the time.
I can remember, Kathy, working on some races with you, and we would do shows and talk about it, or we would set the whole thing up, and then 2 weeks before the race, the governor would make a proclamation, or a locality would decide, can't do it.
Can't do it. And then it was, you know, you have hundreds of people signed up for a race, and then it's, you know, just kidding, now we have to do it all virtual. Here's some places where you can go run, and hopefully we'll see you out there.
I need to go back and look at pictures, because I know I have pictures from 4th of July of 2020, because I remember that morning, because usually 4th of July is a big, there's so many things going on. I am so busy.
Yep.
And I remember going out and going over to the, it was over at the Stafford Y.
Yep.
And you were out there, and there were what, 50, 7,500 people?
We had 110 registered. I want to say a little bit less than 100 raced that day. But yeah, Kathy and I worked together on that race.
Spraying dots on the ground so everyone stayed socially distanced at the start line. We had everyone corralled and
grab-and-go food.
Grab-and-go food, yeah.
Everything changed, but it just felt good. That was the first race to come back locally once things opened back up. So it was a fun way to go like, hey, can we still do this? Can we race safely? And the answer is yes. And it's just a matter of getting back out and getting it done. So, Yeah, it felt good to be back. There's a lot of really good pictures from that day. A lot of people running with flags and everything. And
just, yes.
Yeah. Just the energy and the smiles. Yeah, and just it was seeing good. Somebody. Just
it was good.
Yeah.
Because for a lot of people, running, like, that is their mental therapy. You know, not only is it a way to stay physically fit, but it's a way to stay mentally fit. And it's a good stress release. And we had people coming up and thanking us afterwards, saying, thank you so much. You know, I've missed it. I need this in my life. So it's good. It's rewarding.
It was awesome to be a part of that event.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember just last week on this show talking with somebody with Special Olympics Virginia, and they said they thought it was going to take about 2 years to build everything back up to where it was, to just getting people back to doing things. And I would think it's probably that way with just even in the running community and getting people to come to races, because I still hear people will say, I'd like to do it, but I don't know if I want to be around that many people. So there still is that thought.
Right. It's definitely there, and I would say probably we see about 5 to 10% of participants still signing up for the virtual option because mm-hmm. they're not ready to come back.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have family members that are high risk, or they may be high risk themselves, so they do want to still stay connected in some way and participate, but they're choosing that virtual option. But, I mean, we saw good numbers come back. I mean, I think, you know, Turkey Trot last year had 2,500 people registered, so that was big.
It was impressive.
That's a comeback.
Yeah.
And then with a lot of our races, we're seeing them come back, so it's good.
No, and I see, even I saw last Saturday, just one of the Saturday morning FARC runs, and it was icy and bitterly
they
cold.
They still showed up.
And there was
they did.
Yeah, there was
crazy.
A big crowd. So people are coming back, which is exciting.
Yes.
Well, we're going to get into a number of things that Arsenal Events is involved in, and we're going to talk about just how you put on races and in all of that as we go along this morning. Kristen Lauscher and Kathy Wiese here this morning with Arsenal Events. To find out more, you can go to arsenal-events.com and find out all the things that they are involved in. And we're going to talk about the Stafford Race Series when we come back. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Arsenal Events, running events in the community. There are a lot of them, and by the time we finish up today, you should know about a lot of different opportunities. That's the boy, Kristen. They're really if you're into racing and in running, it's any time of year. There's usually every month. There's at least a couple of choices and number of distances.
Lots of options, lots of distances for sure. So our next race coming up is a half marathon out on the Dahlgren Trail. We have the Stafford Race Series, which is a three race series. Stafford Hospital they're going virtual this year, of course, because of just everything happening still with COVID. Mm-hmm. So they have a 5K virtual distance, and then we have our Halloween 5K in October, and then the Frosty 3-miler in December. So that's what the Stafford Race Series. Tourism plays a big part in that as well. They were actually the originators of the Stafford Race Series. Lisa Logan, Courtney over at Tourism, they have so many fun ideas. They're always coming up with different things to do. So we had kicked that off with them 5 or 6 years ago.
I started thinking when I met you.
Yeah.
We did a show and talked about that, and I thought it was a great idea. Yep. It brought a race to Stafford.
Yeah, yeah, because Stafford hasn't had a ton of races. A lot of them happened in Fredericksburg, and now Stafford has a few of them. So it's good.
Time to expand.
And I don't understand why localities don't get involved, because especially these races, and especially if the city can do it with and you do it early enough in the morning, you
right.
can
where there's
can
not
pull
a big
it off.
Traffic impact
yeah.
and everything. Yeah. So yeah, I think it depends. And sometimes it just takes an idea and a conversation. And Kathy and I, we work so well together. We're constantly bouncing ideas off
texting
each other.
Back and forth going, what about this idea?
Yeah.
What do you think of this?
Yep.
Can we make this happen in 4 weeks? No. Or 3 months, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's and Kathy, you have done that over the years. You have come up with just some brilliant ideas.
Thank you.
Whether it's, you know, getting kids to run on an airport.
On a tarmac.
Right.
Or around a raceway.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're always looking for those things. And those, but those make memories.
They do. And I that's, I think, why I'm so grateful for Kristen for bringing me on board, because I think her and I, we're going to be able to create some great series as well. And it's hopefully definitely one for kids. So I'm really excited about this new venture.
Yeah. Well, and getting kids involved is, I mean, that's how my daughter ended up running in college on a scholarship, and she was 5 years old and ran in the firecracker mile that they did in the city years and years ago. They don't even do the race. Mm-hmm. She won the race. And we didn't know, you know, to us, she was just
she had that talent.
Right. Right. And then it went from there. It went, you know, then she started doing the Great Train Race. She started running in middle school. But we had no idea that she had any. And you find those kind of stories.
And I think that's what it's so important with our kids right now is, right, the screen time, the impact that COVID has had. And just like Kristen was saying before, mental health, that can just be such a great outlet. And it's free. You can go outside and run. You can go outside and practice and walk a dog, walk with your family. And then you're building up to a goal of accomplishing a mile together or with your siblings. And that's what drives me to want to get kids involved and want to target in the youth area.
Now, and you do different race lengths, or whether it's adults or kids, by pushing yourself, you find out you can do some things you never thought you could.
Mm-hmm. I think being in the fitness industry and really trying to focus on running, having those distance, like separate distances, giving each person their own individual goal, whether it's the half mile, whether it's a mile or a 5K, everyone's, you know, fitness levels and goals are different. And we want to provide those kinds of distances for them. And we want to make it fun and exciting and engaging. And we want them to come back.
Absolutely. Well, and the question I get from time to time is, you know, I'm a walker. Can I walk the event? And the answer is yes, absolutely. Yes. I'm like writing back, yes, exclamation points. Come out and do it. You don't have to be super fast. Like all levels, all abilities, we want you to come out and just enjoy it. Enjoy the beautiful day. Enjoy just the camaraderie that you have with all of those other people around you participating. I mean, walk it, run it, whatever you got to do. Just come out and do it.
And Arsenal makes races a lot of fun. I mean, they're high energy. You have music. Have all kinds of things. And I just find that the races, you keep kind of upping it of how just the energy level at a race.
The energy, I think, is really important. So we work with Radiant Mirage, DJ Shine. I love her. I wish I wasn't so busy on race day, because I would just have a little dance party by myself. just having that music there, it's so motivating. And everybody's happy. They're smiling. You know, it's a big family time generally. And, yeah, I love it. I mean, I think it's important to you afterwards. Like, we want to make sure you enjoy your post-race food. You know, come out and have your donut afterwards. and, you know, your hot chocolate, whatever it might be, depending on the year. It's always a good time. And yeah, I think just having that energy level and excitement is really important, because for a lot of people, they're coming out to do their very first race, and you want it to be a great race experience for them.
Oh, it is. Because I can remember my first race and just being so nervous. Because you just feel like, I'm going to be last. I'm going to embarrass myself. Uh-huh. And when you get out there and you see that you can do it, then you can't wait till the next race.
And then you're running alongside people that you would have never ever met or seen before. And you guys are, again, you're all accomplishing the same goal. And the energy and the vibe, and everyone's just kind of there motivating each other. You know, there's no one breaking the other person down. I think that's the best part.
Oh, the running community is, it's very supportive. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And there's different races that we have where we'll actually give out a little caboose, a little toy for the, you know, when we have our races out on the Dahlgren Trail for that 50K, one of our employees, Neil, it was his idea to come out. And so he has he brings a toy caboose and we give it to the last finisher in the race, you know.
That's
just
awesome.
As something special for them, whether you're first or you're last. I mean, you're going out there and you're completing the 50K distance. That's no joke.
Gosh. Yeah.
50K.
50K. Yeah, 50K so in August, mind you. In August in Virginia. That's no easy task.
Sorry.
So 50K, is that what, 30-some miles?
31.
31 miles.
Yep.
31
I know, right?
Miles.
I know. Would you like a comp entry, Ted? I can comp you. You want to come out and do that one?
I'll be hanging out at the start and finish.
31 miles. Right. I'll take pictures.
Pictures?
Love that. Someone needs to take pictures, document it.
That's right.
But to have that, that's the kind of thing that we didn't have years ago. Have a race like that in this area. If you wanted to go to a 50K race, right. You were doing the JFK up in Maryland or something.
Right. Yeah. And so Vic started this 50K. Oh goodness, maybe a dozen years ago. So it hasn't been around in the area for that long. But yeah, to be able to have that distance here locally instead of having to travel is awesome. And I think it's great exposure for King George. You know, the fact that King George has that amazing, beautiful 15 and a half, 16 mile trail.
That is a great place.
Yes. Oh, it's an beautiful. Awesome trail.
And I think it's great that you're able to utilize it for a couple of these races. And we're going to get into the race that's coming up in the next segment. But to be able to have a couple of races on there, that is just a great spot.
Yeah, it's a fantastic spot, you know. And the Friends Group, the Friends of the Dahlgren Trail, they maintain that trail. So it's all volunteer maintained. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, the number of hours that they put out there making sure the trail stays open. You know, and we had the storm early January.
Yeah, how's that
hundreds
go?
Hundreds of trees down the trail. And so it was dozens and dozens of man hours to get the trail cleaned up, but they got it done. And it didn't take long either. You know, it was probably 2 weekends worth of work, and they were back in action. So they're just an amazing group of people.
This is the time of year, and you can either go to Arsenal Events or go to the FARC website, or just check out all the races that are going on, because this is the time of year you should start getting, make it a resolution.
To get
start getting out and be able to run in some of these races, because the season is about to start.
Yes, for sure. And FARC's doing a new runner training program as well. So it's a great opportunity to jump into something like that and really kind of map out your schedule. I don't run very much anymore, but that's what I would do. You know, I'd pick my races, my goal races for the year, and then start my training. So it's a great time to get started.
Mm-hmm. One of my goals, and by telling you this, maybe you'll be asking me about it. I would someday like to do the blue and gray half marathon in December. I've always thought I'd like to do that.
You should do it. So, it's coming up this December.
And this December, I know.
December 4th, yep.
So, do you run, Kathy? Because, I mean, you certainly are involved with races.
I chase my children.
Oh, okay.
I do, just moderately, though. I would say nothing past 5 miles.
Okay.
Just for fun, I get out there. But I've been thinking, too, like, okay, which races am I going to put on my schedule this year and try to map that out?
Yep. I'm retired from running. I tell people I'm retired. My back is falling apart too much.
Yeah, see, that
happens. My foot, like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I can't do it anymore. And I told people at the FARC banquet, I was like, I've mourned the loss of my running. and I'm happy to just support the running community at this point, because I just know physically it's not what's best for my body at this time, probably ever again. And that's okay. Like, I had that season where I was able to train consistently and be competitive in my age group. And, you know, that ship has sailed, and it's okay. It is okay.
Yeah. I'm a back of the pack. I'm a party kind of person. I'm the caboose.
Yeah,
so
that's
me. I just like to hang out and, encourage
and
everyone ahead
after.
Of me. Yes, and yes. Joy beer after.
I can remember running in a race with some friends who were really good runners, and they were hurt at the time but wanted, and they ran with me, and I was always towards the back, and they kept encouraging me along. They kept saying, you know, you can run. The fact that you're out here, there are so many people that aren't and can't do this. So I always kept that in mind and made me feel better about myself that I was doing that.
Oh, yes. I mean, I always told, you know, my friends and family, I've done two marathons. I did one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. I think I'm good. And my mom surpassed me on the last one. And I was like, you know what? Good for her. And we ran the whole thing. But we just wanted to accomplish. Those were our goals. So I think in my future, maybe a half marathon.
There you go.
I've done a couple of halves.
I feel like a couple
local. Gray, you and Ted, that's what I'm hearing. You guys are interested in that half
Can we
marathon?
Break it up? Can we tag team?
There you go.
I could do it that way. No, I would like to. I've done a couple of half marathons. I'd like to do one more. That's why I've looked at the blue and gray, and I thought that one seems to be less pressure and
local.
I mean,
you have Fall Hill, the, you know.
Yeah.
It's just
you get to come back down it.
Exactly. You have to go up, you got to go down. So that's fine.
Yeah. So, but it is great to set goals. And I always tell the story that it was Vic Culp who talked me into running, because I was running 5Ks and just the shorter distances. And mm-hmm. he one time just pulled me aside and said, you ought to try running longer distances. And that's what got me, you know, deciding I can do this. So
he's full of ideas and wisdom and encouragement. And he's so quiet. Like, you know, generally he's kind of a quieter guy. But mm-hmm. yeah, there's a lot of people, I think, like you, that he's pulled aside and has said, hey, you know, either go that longer distance or just sharing all of his tips that he has, you know. And people last year, the Dahlgren Trail, those people that kind of had talked amongst themselves and gotten ready for that February race, they wore their yak tracks or their spikes because it was a little snowy on the trail.
I was going to say, now when we get into that, we'll talk about which you had to go through last year with that race. But no, in my case, there was a 6-miler over in Colonial Beach at the time. Mm-hmm. And I remember him saying, you ought to do the Heartwood 10-miler. And I really laughed. And I ended up doing it.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. The rolling hills of Heartwood are...
Yes.
It's much different.
That race is legendary still. You know, it's unfortunate it doesn't happen anymore, but yeah, I ran that race one time and I was like, and I'm good.
I still have my race number pinned up at home that I'm so proud that I did that. And I still have a t-shirt from
it. It's a challenging race.
The Heartwood 10 miler. We're talking racing this morning. I could just sit here and talk about, I mean, it's just, it is a great,
all day.
So many, you do get so many memories. And that's what I think, Kathy, with your focus with the kids is so good. Because you don't know how many kids are going to get into running because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't. And you just hope that you make an impact somewhere if, you know, that they're out walking. They're just out moving.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we want with all the screen time. Yeah, and make those memories, make it fun so that they want to come back and do it again. Because that's what we want too, is to kind of create that habit, to create that sense of, oh, I got to go do it again. Maybe I'll see my friends from last year. So,
So Kristen, the Stafford Race Series, to get involved in that,
registration's open.
Okay, yeah. Where do you go to? Where do you go to find it?
You can either, well, our social media pages. We post a lot of information there, so on Facebook and Instagram. But all of the races are listed on our website as well.
Okay.
So they can go there and start to see what. They go to our race calendar. They'll see which races have registration open. A lot of those will be opening over the next couple of weeks as we get ready for the Grand Prix series. But Stafford Race Series is open, and we're excited about that one, mainly because the first race is cabin fever for Stafford Hospital. And, you know, the healthcare workers, they have worked tirelessly, and they are tired right now. And so to be able to continue to support them, you know, I hope a lot of people in the community come out and sign up for that one, because that one I feel like is just, it's important. You know, the healthcare workers have given a lot for us during this time. And, you know, of course, even pre-pandemic, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, nurses, doctors, EMS employees, like all of those people are awesome. So I hope a ton of people come out to run that one, because the hospital needs the support.
Arsenal Events Our Focus. Kristen Loescher and Kathy Wiese here this morning on the program. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Arsenal Events, our focus. Kristen Loescher and Kathy Wiese here this morning talking about just running and racing in the area. Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. There is an interesting race, Kristen, coming up. I'll let you talk about it, because it's the great thing about this race is where it ends.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's probably going to be the most exciting race that we have ever hosted.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yes.
So much fun.
Kathy and I started talking about this a while ago, and we're just spitballing ideas back and forth, and it worked out. So it's the Grand Slam Rock, and it'll be ending in Fred Nat Stadium. So the Grand Slam Rock is a 5K, But then we also have a 1 mile strike lucky race, and then the leprechaun chase for a half mile distance for the younger kids. And yeah, to be able to end in Fred Nat Stadium, running across the field on the big screen,
crossing over home plate, like that's
it's just gonna be really cool. It's gonna be cool. Oh, so we're excited about that. Yes.
You get to run on the entire field.
Across the field. Mm-hmm. It's going to be cool.
Talk about making a memory.
Yes. 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 Yeah. It's just going to be an awesome family memory. And Kathy just told me a very interesting tip about Groundhog Day. Yes, Kathy?
The groundhog did predict 6 more weeks of winter. But at the end of those 6 weeks, it falls on the weekend of Grand Slam Rock. It is March 19th.
So it's going to be great weather that day.
It is.
Winter will be over.
And it'll be spring. So spring on March 19th.
That's right.
Grand Slam Rock, Fred Nat's Park. We are going to be there and chasing some leprechauns. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fun.
Kathy, I can see you looking at a calendar and marking this off and you're figuring this out.
Spring. Yes. Spring. It's happened. It's now.
Yes.
So I'm excited.
To finish, like, those are the kind of things with it. When you go out and are running on a day like it is today, and knowing I got to get some miles in, or I've got to keep this up. But if you can visualize doing that, that's sometimes things that keep you going.
Because
these kind of days, this time of year, it's hard to be motivated to run.
Very, yeah. You look outside right now; it's like foggy, it's cloudy. You're like, I don't really want to do it. But yeah, when you have that race you've signed up for, there is a little bit of that underlying pressure of, okay, I got to make sure I can finish this distance and be able to get out there and do it. But it's plenty of time to train still for it. Like, if you are a brand new runner, you can absolutely train and get ready for that 5K distance within this period of time.
Mm-hmm. So talk about that for a few minutes, just about, you know, say I want to run in that race. How do I go about training and getting ready to do it?
So there's a lot of beginning 5K programs online that are very easy. I mean, use Google. Google is your friend.
Okay.
And a lot of people will start by run walking, you know, for 30 minutes, where it's walk a minute, run a minute, walk a minute, run a minute. And, you know, I think a lot of it is mental. I think you'd probably agree, Kathy.
I agree.
Like, so much of it's up in your head, where even like when you were mentioning that, you know, you were running those 5K distances, and until Vic was just like, hey, I think you should try to run longer, you know, until you kind of like get that in your head, like, yes, I can do it. You know, and even, you know, I know we're more casual runners at this point, but I know in my head I can go out and run a 5K. So, you know, it's just, you can go out and do it. But yes, there's so many different options where you have plenty of time to get ready for it. If you want to get more serious about it, well, you can pick, you know, once you do your first couple of 5Ks, start throwing in a lot of interval training, you know, if you really are wanting to get faster. But and then FARC's new running, their new runner program that they're putting on. So Carrie Thibodeau is doing training with them, I want to say Tuesday or Thursday nights, and then they have their Saturday morning runs. But yeah, anybody can do this. Anybody can do a 5K distance.
And I would even just throw out, you know, if you do feel lost and you're listening and you're like, I still don't know, I don't know who to look up online, I would say reach out to Arsenal Events, because we have plenty of friends and family who work in the fitness industries that we can definitely get set someone on the right course to set up, you know, from like a couch to 5K kind of program. So we definitely can help.
Yep.
It must be exciting for you for both of you, when you do see people at races for the first time, or you people that you didn't know were runners, or people that have gotten into running.
Yeah, it's always fun to see them the first time, and it's fun to see our shirts around town. You know, if they're out, they're wearing them, they're out on their runs, I was like, we did that.
Yes.
We created that, and they're wearing our shirt now. So it is good, and there's one story in particular that I remember from, it was the Frosty race that we did, and it was somebody's very first race. And they started running because they had lost a friend to suicide, and they needed some sort of outlet. They needed some sort of release. And so they were running that race in memory of their friend that had passed away. So having that, he was like a young guy. He was probably early 20s. Having him come up to me after the race and thank me and say like, hey, I did this in memory of my friend, is really cool. It's really cool.
That's so sweet. I was gonna say, I think one of my fondest memories is we had some new neighbors move into our neighborhood about 2 years ago now. And they were like, you probably don't remember, but you went and ran and got a medal for our son because they had run out of medals right at the finish line. And I was there. And I gave their son a medal for finishing one of our kids' series.
Yeah.
And she was like, you actually gave him two just because he was so sad. And I was like, it's just, it's those little things. And they continue to go back and do the kid races because they're so fond of those memories. And it's those little things. And I think Chris and I are just happy to be a part of people's journey and giving them these outlets and these fun events to be a part of in the area. I mean, that's, I just want to provide a good time. And we get to, Arsenal Events gives so much back to the community and to nonprofits and to other organizations. And that's kind of my motivating is at least I know we're putting on these events and they're helping other people. So while we get, you know, to run and enjoy fitness and our, that's what our runners get to do for us, they're also helping somebody else. Mm-hmm.
That is the other side of this. All of these races that take place and that Arsenal's involved in, there's always there's some nonprofit component.
Absolutely,
to it.
Yeah. So the one that's coming up, the Dahlgren Trail Half, we always make a donation to the Friends of the Trail because, like I said, you know, they are strictly a volunteer group. They rely on funding coming in to be able to support the trail, whether it be purchasing wood to put down bog boards in any of like the swampier areas. Or just trail maintenance in general. You know, they need that support. And then, of course, like their insurance costs, you know, to allow people to come and use that trail, they, you know, they have to provide insurance for it. So we love supporting that. Gwyneth's Gift is another organization that we support through the Frosty Race. And their story is just incredible. And so, yeah, it makes you feel good, definitely, to know that, yes, you're providing an awesome race experience for people, but you're also giving back in another way. So it's double rewarding.
February 26th is the Dahlgren Trail Half Marathon. And as we were talking, boy, that the Dahlgren Trail is just a gem for this for this community, because you can just go. Last year I went on a Saturday morning. I went out there and I walked 7 miles. Mm-hmm. And then I realized.
You gotta go 7 back?
I had to go 7 back.
Oh, no.
I got lost and just not lost. Lost.
You were enjoying the day.
I was enjoying the day. It was right. it was one of those. It was a Saturday in April. It was sunny. The leaves were coming onto the trees, and I'm just having a great time. And then I realize I'm getting tired, and I am a long
you gotta
way
go back.
Yeah, I'd be really hungry. I would have been hangry at that point.
Yeah.
It was.
And the trail's nice. I mean, you're right. You get lost in it, right?
You just start walking.
And it's just straight. You go. And I guess the good thing is it's flat, though, right?
It is.
That's, you didn't have to,
and the views change. So you've got, at the beginning, you've got the railroad for a while.
Yep.
And then it's just very nature. And then you get kind of the swampy areas. Mm-hmm. And
right. Well, it
be
makes
careful.
It a great. Yeah, be careful. You'll get lost in just the beauty. But it's nice, too, because it's a great trail for people who either want to run a PR, maybe like a PR for their trail half, or a first halftime, a first time half marathoner, for them to come out and do it. You know, it's not going to be that challenging because it is flat. And so you kind of can settle into your pace and just crank it out.
Speaking of challenging, it was challenging last year as a race organizer to even hold that race. COVID related at all. It was the weather.
And, you know, at the end of the day, the roads were clear. We wanted to make sure people could get to the trail safely. And we went out to look at it and we took pictures and we're like, this is the status of the trail, everyone. Buckle up. Tomorrow's going to be an interesting day. And, you know, with the snow, it had melted and then it froze again. It was a snow-covered, icy race. And so that race will be legendary. I think people will talk about that particular year for the rest of their lives just because, they were sore in a totally different way. Talking to the runners afterwards, all of those stability muscles that they needed to call into play to not fall down if they didn't have their spikes and yak tracks. And a lot of athletes came prepared. You know, they knew, they read the emails, they saw the pictures, and they said, okay, we definitely need spikes or yak tracks.
Wow.
But not quite everybody was prepared that day. So, yes.
I would not have been prepared.
No, who would?
An adventure. But we're hoping, January this year was very snowy. So we're hoping all the snow is just snowed out and we'll have great weather at the end of February.
I saw the medal. You had a picture of the medal.
Kristen, man, she can step it up with these medals. I mean, they're pretty impressive.
They're pretty.
I don't know if anyone ever got the toilet paper run.
Yeah, that's
during
right.
COVID.
That was our virtual race.
Yeah. Arsenal events. I loved the medal so much that I signed up for the virtual race. And it was just like a
little roll of toilet paper.
Yeah, it was a roll of toilet paper, and I can't think of it.
Little running legs.
Yeah, I had little running legs. It was like the best medal ever. Yes, yep. I have it. That was so much fun, and I loved the shirt.
Well, yeah. So that was our first virtual race we put on during COVID, and it was the Run on TP 2020.
Because there was no toilet paper
in the stores.
Right.
I mean, I guess we know what everybody wants in a pandemic. They want toilet paper.
They want
the assurance that they'll have toilet paper for 2 years.
Yes.
So, yeah. So it was kind of a joke. But that one, we supported the Rappahannock Area Service Board with that one, Stafford Hospital, well, Mary Washington Hospital, and Samaritan's Purse. So they had people that ran that race. They had the option to choose which charity they wanted to have some of their race funds go to. And so that was an experience. But it was fun. People, I mean, the families, the pictures, it was cute.
Which, again, talking about Arsenal events, you know, when they started their company, you know, purchasing, I just feel like they've really stepped up as far as technology, like having those easy clicks to where you're registering for a race and then the runner gets to choose where they can donate their money to. And I just, those easy things just to help someone else, I just think the technology's there and it just helps the overall experience.
I'm glad you said, Kathy, about the you did the race just for the medal, because I look at that medal and I thought, well,
it's nice looking.
And I looked at it, and when you talked about doing this, because all of a sudden I when I saw the medal, and then when you talked about, yeah, people can, you can run and walk these races.
It doesn't matter about the time, you accomplished it, and you get a really cool bragging medal.
Absolutely.
Sorry. So I'm thinking I need this. And
you
so
do.
I'm thinking me too. So
it's all about the bling.
Yes.
Hashtag will run for bling.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And the t-shirts too. You have the t-shirts are always very sharp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. The nice thing, because you want a shirt that people are going to wear regularly. They can wear it for training. They can wear it around town. And so, yeah, I think that's something that I think maybe it's fun for me too. Just having that's like the little creative outlet to come up with different unique t-shirt designs. So that they're not wearing the same shirt over and over with the same logo, right? So it is kind of nice to mix it up because then, yeah, you have like your assortment of shirts throughout the years, your assortment of medals, and even bibs. A lot of people will save their bibs.
I like to
and they'll
do
put
that
their
too.
Yep, they'll put their time that they ran it on the back of the bib and have like a bib wall, a nice little collage. So yeah, I enjoy that part of it for sure.
You seem to be enjoying doing this.
Yes. I mean, like, it's just, I mean, definitely this road was not necessarily straight because of like COVID. There was a lot of, I feel like, bends and curves.
And there's
along
been some
the way.
Ice and
oh,
things
yeah.
Like
I mean,
that.
There's been ice, there's been COVID. But I mean, Kathy and I work together so well. So she and I have just kept in touch throughout the whole thing because you also need somebody to be able to commiserate with when things aren't going your way. But it is enjoyable, and I feel like the running community in the area is very special and unique and supportive, whether it's, you know, the coaching. I mean, coaching is just a whole nother level of dedication. You know, the coaches in the area are amazing. Mm-hmm. And so between the coaches, the runners themselves, race sponsors, that's huge. We always need race sponsors. And I really feel like I don't think the sponsors realize just how important they are, because they're a lot of what allow us to bring our races to the next level with the nicer shirts and the nicer medals. The sponsors play a big part in that.
Kristen Loescher and Kathy Wiese here for the Arsenal Events. Quick break, real quick break, and we will wrap this up. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk. Ted Schubel.
Kristen Lauscher and Kathy Wiese here from Arsenal Events. When you go and run in any event around the area, you're probably going to see the folks at Arsenal Events. Like you said, there's just great music. And I like to yes. stay around the finish line because, boy, the race in December in Stafford, it was good stuff.
It's a little dance party. Yeah. Yes. And I got a good quick little video clip of the runner, Amari Dottridge. He's a runner from up north who's very fast. So he won the race. And then Kathy Donald, who I used to work with at the Rouse Center, she's always dancing around because she's a Zumba instructor too. She's got, yeah. She has amazing dance moves. So she's dancing. And then Amari's dancing too. And I got a cute video clip of them. I was like, not only is he fast, he has dance moves.
That's right.
But yeah, we wanted to feel like a party.
Before we get out of here, again, the Stafford Race Series is coming up. Sign up for that. Get involved with the Stafford Race Series.
Yes. Yeah. So Stafford Race Series, it's three races. Kicks off with the virtual race for Stafford Hospital, their Cabin Fever. It's normally Spring Fever when it's in person, but it's Cabin Fever because it's virtual again. And then we have our Halloween 5K on October the 29th. And then the Frosty 3-Miler and Reindeer Run on December the 10th. And when athletes complete all three races in that series, they're getting a quarter zip this year. So when you do any of our series, there's like a little something special for you at the end when you do it. So yes, so by doing all three, and that really is because of the partnership with Stafford Tourism. You know, it does bring people and runners in from around the area to come in and participate in these races. And so, yeah, by finishing it, you get a finisher's medal. And you get a quarter zip. So, yeah. A little extra bling.
Yeah. If you had me at quarter zip, right there.
As soon as you said that, I'm like,
I was just excited to, dress up in a Halloween costume and run for Halloween. But now I have a quarter zip in there.
Yeah,
so,
quarter zip involved. Yeah. That changes the whole thing. The Grand Slam Rock 5K, 1 mile and a half mile, March 19th. You finish at the stadium.
Fred Natz. Come on. Yes. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Actually, I didn't even talk about what the overall winners get. So we're going to get little mini baseball bats, and we'll have it basically engraved with, Fred's Nats, Grand Slam Rock or whatever, first place overall. So they'll get like a little mini baseball bat for their prize.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I like it.
Yeah.
The race is going to be amazing. Come out for just the experience alone. Come walk it with us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And come cheer too. Yeah. I mean, you'll be able to see your kids finish in the stadium. You can be up in the stands watching them.
It's on the Jumbotron or down there taking pictures.
Yes.
Yeah. So many good photo opportunities. And you talk about like making memories. Like that's just going to be a family memory.
And it's right here in our hometown. I mean,
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of these kind of races, those kind of finishes, you had to drive somewhere.
Right.
And you don't have to.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because now we have a stadium in town. It's awesome.
So you can do that. Yeah. And again, February 26th, the Dogwood Trail Half Marathon. Hopefully no ice this year.
No ice. I mean, I talked with Mother Nature. She's totally cool.
Well, Kathy's already figured it out.
Yes, I have.
Winter because of the groundhog.
Winter will be fine by the 20th of February, so the grounds will be fine. And then
everything's going to be fine. Yeah.
March 19th.
And if you want to get involved with running, the Fredericksburg Area Running Club, just go to either social media or online and see what FARC has to offer. Yeah. And thank you guys for what you're doing.
Thank you.
This has been a lot of fun. Yeah. Yes, and I have because I have not worked and seen you, Kathy, with some of these races for a long time, and the two of you together.
We're back.
Wow. I just look at the Stafford Race Series, and I just think there will be additional races added in the future. This is just the beginning.
Yes, absolutely.
Kristen Lauscher and Kathy Wiese, Arsenal Events. Thank you all for what you're doing. Again, when you run, you're the people you're going to see at the finish and the start. And
you will be there.
Thanks for what you do. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. Today, for information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Thank you for listening. Have a safe day. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFBA.